I believe you said it's somewhere in the area of 12 in Van Dyke. I'll look it up sometime today and see if they DoorDash or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, you're the one who got me started on Culver's. And the reason why I like Culver's is the fact that their burgers are cooked thoroughly. They're smash burgers, so they're kind of fresh. So you can tell that they're, you know, put a, just this meatball put on there and they smash it down. But my burgers have to be well done, and since I've started eating them, I maybe have one a month, and actually two a month because I order two doubles at a time and a large fry and an Oreo shake. But the fact of the matter is that they do burgers right. They cook them thoroughly, and they're not greasy. They're not sloppy. I mean, you can get a flame-broiled Burger King burger Whopper, and they're still greasy. I mean, there's still some grease in them. But the butter burgers out of Culver's, that just did it for me. And I don't eat a lot of red meat, and I don't eat a lot of burgers, but that's my go-to. Another place I could recommend, I don't know if anybody's ever tried Potbelly's. I just found out, like, just before the holiday season that there's a Potbelly's at 12 and Mound now. And when I was working in Royal Oak with my cell phone store, there was a Potbelly's right across the street from our store on Woodward by the by 13 and a half, which is Normandy. And I got hooked on their place, and now I found out I got one here. So like once a month I invest, because they're expensive, $15-$16 for a decent-sized sandwich. But, yeah, Potbelly's is a place to go if you want a really good sandwich. Yeah, I mean, you have all these chain stores that are bigger chains like Jersey Mike's and all these other ones. But when I started here, all I had was Subway and the subs out of Marco's Pizza. But Potbelly's, that's the place to go if anybody's ever tried it. If you haven't, give it a chance.